tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Welcome to the final installment of the Bible Corner Life, a sum of your choices. Today, as we wrap up, we will come to the close of our talk on the power of choice and how our choices affect our lives in the short and long term. And we'll be sharing some final thoughts on this very important subject. And thankfully, it's not just my thoughts. Otherwise, yeah, Nzongshaya, if I'm to give you what's on my mind, we've got our pastor, Pastor Manyepa, joining us on the line. Pastor B, good day to you and welcome for the final time.
How are you, my brother, Derek?
Nah, doing all right. And how are you?
I'm doing good. God has been doing well for me, you know.
Hallelujah. You've always been having hectic days the past couple of days here. Is today the same or today it's a easy one?
You know, as a Friday, it's a bit relaxed, you know.
Is it? Hey, I always find that my Fridays are the worst. Fridays are just hectic. Everything is just pity, you know. But I think today mine is also just a bit relaxed. Thankfully, I'm with you there.
Yeah. Thank God, man.
Yeah, we've reached our end of the week, and this is the final installment of our study. Maybe let's start off with just maybe a recap of what we've discussed so far for the week, so that as we wrap it up, everything is still fresh in our listeners' minds.
Oh, yes. We have been discussing about choices, you know, making good choices, saying that choices are, you know, the sum of our lives. You know, we are what our choices are, you know, and also a choice is a gift from God. You know, God, it's a gift that nobody can take away from us. Even God himself cannot take away. That is what makes us human. It's about choices, making choices, choosing to love God and choosing to, you know, to be on God's side. We mustn't feel bad about the choices that we make. It's always a learning process, you know. Choices or decisions that we make experience, you know. They make us or they give us an experience of life. So we shouldn't be afraid of making decisions. So roughly that is what I can say. Yeah,
certainly. Especially on the fear there, we need more prayers on that one, Mfundisi, because it's a tough one. Ultimately, Mfundisi, why does it matter, you know, what we choose? You know, people make good and bad choices every day. You know, this is, I remember someone saying ups and downs, that's what life is made of, right? There is no life which is just a steep incline of goodness or just a steep decline of badness or even yet a plateau of just mediocrity. It's always ups and downs. Even the ECG has that lifeline in the when they hook your heart to the machine, it goes up, down, then they know this one is alive. The moment it's flat, it means you're in trouble. So what's the big problem, Mfundisi? Bad choices, good choices, that's life, isn't it?
Yeah, bad choices, good choices, that's life. You know, we should wake up to the reality of sin that exists in our midst. That will only be eradicated when Jesus comes, you know. So for now, we live, you know, with the sin, you know. Trying to make good choices out of, you know, our sinful nature. But coming to your question, does it matter?
Yeah.
To make bad choices. I want to answer that, you know, by reiterating a question responding by a question again to say, does it matter to pursue happiness? Does it matter to have peace of mind? Because if we make decisions that take away our peace of mind, does that matter? You know, if we make decisions that take away our happiness, does that matter? So I feel making decisions matter. Good decisions, making good decisions matter, because we are created with feelings. We are created with a conscience, you know.
Yeah.
By affecting our feelings or by affecting our conscience, we are kind of affecting ourselves or our, you know, our being. So I feel like it matters to make good decisions. It matters every day. Let's not be caught off guard and being careless to say, whatever I do, it's all right. you know. It matters to make good decisions.
It matters. I think that's what control is all about. You're in charge. You are supposed to be in charge of your life. God never made us to be people who just go with the flow, and wherever the wind goes, they are there as well. Mm-hmm. I think that certainly is true. It matters. Let's say, for instance, someone is stuck in a bad situation because of a bad choice that they made in the past. Can God turn this around for them, or is it a lifetime sentence for them? They made it. They must, imagine, they made their bed. They must therefore sleep in it.
You know, God is love. That's the definition of who God is. God is love. He loves us. Because he loves us, is there are some times when we sink and he picks us up. You know, when you read the Bible, there are plethora examples of how God rescues the people, how God gives people a second chance. I like a verse in James chapter 1, I think verse 5, which says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Yeah. Gives to all liberally, you know, without reproach, and it will be given to him, you know. So God is there waiting for those who lack to have. So there are those who also make deliberate decisions to lack that wisdom or to lack that insight. And God is willing to give us, is very liberal to give us anytime. So no matter how much we sink, God is ready to rescue us. One person said, we can never out-sin God's mercy.
Can never
God's mercy.
That is potent. That is potent. I think, what does Paul say? Where sin abounds, what does grace do? It abounds.
Grace
even more.
Abounds even more.
Oh, yes. But Mfundisi, maybe just make it a bit more clearer for us and the listeners there. Are we saying that if I have made this choice and I don't do anything, God will just say, Esh, Maram Danam, I see you, you're struggling there. Let me just come and rescue you. Or we have to be also willing and then making an effort to get out of this bad situation as a result of our bad choices. Do we not have a say in what God then does for us or through us?
Yeah, you know, let me be a bit deeper here to say, there are some times when we make decisions or choices that have got repercussions, you know, consequences that are very detrimental or that are dangerous. There are some times when we make decisions and God allows us to endure the consequences of our decisions, you know. Then there are some times when God even allows us to, you know, to endure the consequences, but still provide the power, you know, still provide the power, you know. So I think God is very merciful. And even sometimes when we feel he has neglected us, he's working on something there. Let's just trust him, you know. When we think we are sinking, yet God is teaching us, you know, something, an experience out of it. Right now, as I speak, you know, as I speak to you, I'm a sum of experiences, you know, some good and some bad, you know. Even you, Derek, you know, you can sometimes advise our young ones because of the experiences of moments when you felt like God has left you. You know, he left you to die, and then he picks you up. That's what makes us powerful preachers. You know, or powerful testifiers,
That is potent. That is potent, and I like that. I like that. What are some of the biggest decisions we may for this year as we draw to the close that we can, some of those biggest decisions that we have to make as human beings, what you would say, you can decide on these and maybe you might not need to think so much, but on these ones, you must think, you must go deeper, you know, into that well of judgment and reason. How can we approach these ones carefully without getting stuck in indecision? I remember Christ, as he was about to pick the 12 apostles, I remember the scripture mentions how he spent, if not the whole night in prayer, and then he comes out and he selects the 12, you know. How can we know, and maybe what are some of those that we can advise the listeners that as they approach them, they know, hey, this is big stuff. Don't just willy-nilly do it.
You know, life has got so many, many decisions. Just like, you know, the other verse that we read, Proverbs 19, you know, verse 21, which says there are so many desires in a man's heart, but God's will prosper. We have so many decisions that confront us, educational decisions, marital decisions, financial management decisions. All these are very important because they somehow, if we don't make good choices and good decisions in those things, relationships, how to manage relationships, if we don't make good choices or good decisions, they tend to affect even our spiritual life, you know. So I don't want to say here spiritual decision is the only decision that matters.
Okay.
There are other things that affect us. You know, there are people who go to sangomas because of financial indiscipline. You know, you have not been able to be, you know, a good decision maker in terms of your finances. You then end up going to sangomas to look for muti and juju so that, you know, it affects your spiritual life, even marital or relationships. If you don't make good relationships or good decision in your relationships, it will affect you in the near future. And you end, it will also affect even your spiritual life. So the best decision a person can make is to be right with God, is to seek wisdom. You know, so that God helps you to make the right decision in all the facets of life, you know. And the worst decision a person can make is suicide, you know, is choosing death. Yeah. In this day and age today, you know, we are confronted with people who are weak, who are selfish, you know, who choose an easy way out all the time. And, or choose suicide, you know, as an easy way out and trying to fix those who are not even a problem, you know, and cause pain to others, you know. So I believe that's the worst decision a person can make, choosing death over life.
I mean, if I mean, we've been mentioning this Deuteronomy quote from the beginning, Pastor, and I think if there is ever practical approach, right, because usually when we mention it, when Moses mentioned it, it's always understood in the spiritual connotation, in the figurative connotation, choose life as in decisions that will lead to better life. But here, I think this is very important what you're underscoring there, Pastor, to say that's what it actually means. Don't choose to die, choose to live. Yes, it might be difficult in the life. It might be something that you're not too impressed by, but still that's something that's worth choosing. Pastor, your final thoughts as we say goodbye to the listeners and your final encouragement for them?
You know, my final encouragement is let's choose life. Let's utilize the power of choice. When we give ourselves to God, we retain the power of choice. You know, he allows us to make those decisions. He just guides us. But when we surrender ourselves to the devil, he possesses us and will not be able to make any decision. He will make decisions for us. So rather, let's make a decision of being God's servants, of being God's slave, than to be the devil's slave.
Amen. Amen. Let us be God's slave. And that's a powerful point because God says with him, there is plenteous mercy. Thank you, Pastor. And once again, we appreciate you coming through for this week, guiding us and teaching us. Until we shall again next time, have yourself a great day and a blessed Sabbath.
Thank you, my brother Derek. And thank you, listeners. May God bless you and have a blessed Sabbath as well.
Amen.
Have you missed out on any interesting discussions from Adventist World Radio SID Media? Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen to all podcasts and previous shows. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.